Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. All of your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in this general election for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I am definitely likely to vote.
Thank you. Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 plus?
Didn't your mother tell you that it's not appropriate to ask a woman her age?
I know. I do apologize about that.
No, I'm just teasing you. Let's make it light. Okay.
Okay.
Mister, I am 61 years old.
Okay, you feel young. Thank you.
God bless you.
Let's make it light. Okay.
Yeah,
generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think going in the right direction.
Right direction. Okay, thank you. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.565 mil, that's 0.65 cents per every $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Would you say you'll definitely vote yes or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language sometimes can be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would still vote yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will raise to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails.
Number three.
Okay, thank you so much. The following list, which issues should you local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education and local schools, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting water quality and water supply, dealing with inflation and cost of things like groceries and gas.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not really understanding the question. Are you grouping a number of things together there?
I'm asking which of these issues should be priority for the officials of Grand Traverse County to focus on most to help you and your family. Which are priority to you?
Was there something on there about homelessness? Was there something on there about creating
affordable housing? Yeah, creating affordable housing. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Number one, your city or township government. Do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of them?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Grand Traverse County government?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
Yes, definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Number one, to promote local economic development. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about to promote health and wellness?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
Recreational?
Yes, recreational opportunities.
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to maintain existing trails?
Approve. Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Strongly approved.
Thank you so much. Next question. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Ensuring the current trails.
Network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained. Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Does that make you feel much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support that?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission and their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered to their intended purposes?
Much more likely.
Thank you. What about there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public?
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. Now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and conduct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART, T-A-R-T Trail, are the two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connection to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. What about this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do?
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife, habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal ensures improve and construct This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Thank you. $7.58 per month. It's a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, take into account everything you just heard. You will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Thank you so much. Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely yes.
Thank you. I'm going to give you some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference. Yeah.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are we almost close to conclusion here?
Yes, we only have 25% more to go and we're done. That's like 5 to 7 more minutes at the most.
Oh, man. Okay, this is a little long, but all right, proceed.
Okay. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. That sounds very convincing, somewhat, not too, not at all, or no difference?
Not too convincing.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more taxes.
Not convincing.
At all or not too?
Not too. Not too.
Okay, thank you. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
No, not at all convincing.
Okay, thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much growth.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal? Definitely yes or probably yes?
Definitely yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is in your own words and a small statement.
I feel that a more pressing problem in our community is lack of affordable housing.
Okay.
Period.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Next question. Before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal on the PPP approved $1 million for local street, roads, highway, bridges, repair, and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we go. For confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Which party are you affiliated with? Democrat, Republican, Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's degree, college graduate with a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. What is your main racial background? Asian American, white, Caucasian, Hispanic American, African American?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right, you too, sir. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
I know you have a hard job to do. I've done your kind of work before myself.
Oh, you have?
I have done your kind of work before myself, and I know it's a really hard job to do. And I know that people can be rude and short to you, and there's no reason for that. So I wish you all the best.
You learn to be patient as you continue to work. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.